191.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew, here with Tia and Sam. Off to a late start again.
What are we thinking, Tia? We are the worst.
But it's okay, because we're here, we're ready, we're chipper, we're funny.
I would say we're as chipper as we can be.
Right. Tia.
You and I both know we both woke up at 7:50 and we're like, gotta go.
Yep. And you know, I'm not a morning person.
I am, and my wife hates it. I wake up before her, and then I'm downstairs, and like within the first 10 minutes, I'm ready to go. And then I'm like, good morning, sunshine. She's like, I hate you.
Please ask me to like stay up until 8 o'clock in the morning. Solid, easy.
I don't know if I can do that anymore.
Ask me to go to bed and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Like, no.
Little iffy.
You should really just not.
But I'm here.
Just don't go to sleep anymore.
Right? I just got to pull all-nighters.
You really should. It's a good call.
But we have a fun show today. We have some weird news stories to tell you. We'll talk about some music. We have Lynn Vartan, who is in charge of Apex, formerly known as Convocations. She's going to come in today and talk to us about the one that's going on tomorrow and give us a little preview of the season, so you'll want to stick around for that. She'll be in here around 9 o'clock, I believe. So
good old 9-ish.
Yeah. Lots of exciting stuff today, so you'll want to keep it tuned right here. But for right now, we're going to get back to the music. Coming up next, we got some Linkin Park with Numb here on Thunder 91.
Strip that down for me. Strip it down. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, if you strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're the one, girl, come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thunder 91.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew, here with Tia and Sam.
Good morning.
That
Sunshines.
Was Liam Payne with Strip That Down.
I don't know who that is.
He is formerly of One Direction.
Oh.
And if I'm being quite honest, his music has been the
garbage?
Solo music that I like the most.
Tia, it's all
it just,
garbage.
It gets me
if I were
grooving,
a raccoon,
you know?
I'd be in it.
You'd be in it?
Because it's garbage. That was mean. I'm sorry.
That's
great.
Okay. You know, we all have different opinions.
It's
I
true.
Appreciate it.
Mine all happen to be wrong, though. So.
All right. So if you haven't heard or you haven't been on the internet or you've just been, you know, living a normal life, not worrying about technology, you may have missed that Apple announced a bunch of new products yesterday, some of which include a new Apple Watch, a new Apple 4K TV.
Tia, if there's one thing I've learned from all the product announcements, it's that, can I borrow $1,000?
Yes.
And when I say borrow, I mean you just give it to me because I'm not paying it back.
Among some of the other things that they announced were some new iPhones. So I've got a little clip for you here talking about the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus. So
the design is all new. It has glass in both the front and the back. The aluminum band beautifully matches the finish of each iPhone 8. It comes in silver, space gray, and a beautiful new gold finish. It's made from an aerospace grade 7000 series custom aluminum alloy. The glass has a 7-layer color process, making sure there's a beautiful, precise hue. And the glass is further reinforced by an internal laser-welded steel and copper structure. And we're so excited because this glass is the most durable ever in a smartphone.
So there's some facts for you about the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. Glass on both sides.
Intense. I like to
pretty
think
intense.
Of him being like brand new laser.
But I saw a tweet on Twitter last night that was like, the iPhone 8 now has glass on both sides, so I can shatter both of them and
I'm
look
so
at
excited.
look at my reflection in disappointment twice. So there you go.
See, what I've learned from that is I'm not getting a new iPhone 8.
Also, it's going to have a wireless charger. So you won't actually have to plug it in to charge.
I don't know how
that's
I feel about that.
Fancy.
That's cool, but I'm also kind of like,
But it is gonna set you back a pretty penny.
A couple dollars. Several dollars. That's
yeah.
How much it's gonna set you back.
So here are your prices for the new iPhone.
We're really happy to tell you iPhone 8 is gonna start with twice the capacity at 64 gigabytes and have a second one at 256 gigabytes. And the price will be $699. iPhone 8 Plus will have the same two configurations, 64 gigabytes and 256 gigabytes, and it will be priced starting at $799. We'll be able to pre-order them starting this Friday on September 15th, and they'll be available a week later on September 22nd. And we can all upgrade to iOS 11 starting on September 19th.
So even if you aren't planning on getting the iPhone 8, you will have a fun little update coming your way with iOS 11.
Yay, updates.
So that's exciting. Also, among the iPhone 8, they also came out with another iPhone. Now, if you read it on the computer, it's typed iPhone X, but it's actually pronounced iPhone 10. So here's some information about that.
This is iPhone 10. It is the biggest leap forward since the original iPhone.
The display fits edge to edge, top to bottom. It goes into each corner where it follows the tight curve of the design. It has glass on both the front and the back, using the same super strong formula as iPhone 8. The band is made from a surgical grade stainless steel that's both durable and polishes to a beautiful finish. And look how the glass and the stainless steel form a continuous surface from front to back. There has never been anything like it. It's engineered to be water and dust resistant at a microscopic level. It comes in two beautiful finishes, space gray and silver. Each has an incredible depth and a pearlescence to the color in the glass. iPhone 10 has an all new display. It's called the Super Retina display. The level of quality and responsiveness and efficiency is really quite a breakthrough in mobile displays.
So the screen on the iPhone 10 is the entire screen, which is a little weird. So if you're looking at an iPhone, all of this, like up by the speaker, down by the home button, it's all a screen. Not only that, it is going to have facial recognition to unlock your phone rather than using the thumbprint. You just look right at your phone.
Facial is it just me, or does it feel like he's trying to seduce me into buying the iPhone?
You know, I think he is. I absolutely think he is.
It really sounds like it, the way he's talking.
Yeah. So lots of exciting stuff. But if you're planning on getting the iPhone 10, you're going to want to start saving up like 3 years ago, because here are your prices.
iPhone 10 also comes in two configurations, 64 gigs and 256 gigabytes. It'll be priced from $999. You can order it starting on October 27th, and they begin to ship on November 3rd. So this is the future of the smartphone shipping this year.
So there you go. It's gonna set you back about a grand.
Tia, that's a deal at twice the price.
Right?
So no, cheap.
But if you think about it, I just recently bought a new MacBook Air earlier in the year. I paid $1,100 for that.
Yeah, you did.
So for the price that you're going to pay for the iPhone 10, you could go out and buy a brand new MacBook.
Yeah, that's kind of intense.
But, you know, it's the future of technology.
The future of smartphones, bro.
Yeah. So there you go. There are some facts about your new iPhones. Personally, I think I'm going to wait for the iPhone 8 to come out and then buy an iPhone 7 for cheap.
Good call. Yeah. I was sold on iPhone X. The inner straight edge kid in me was like, X, you got to buy it. You got to.
X.
Now that they told me it's 10.
I know, right?
They had me. Well, they lost me.
And I wish Cameron was here, because he had a really great tweet about it yesterday, because they kind of skipped over iPhone 9. They came out with the iPhone 8, the 8S, and then all of a sudden here's the iPhone X, which is really the iPhone 10.
Or Edge iPhone.
And everybody's like, but what happened to the iPhone 9? And Cameron had a tweet that was about the age-old thing where
the classic dad joke.
9. So there you go. The iPhone 7 ate the iPhone 9, so they just kind of did away with it.
It's a fact.
It is a fact. But there you go. You better go out, start saving your money. The iPhone 8 is available for pre-order starting this Friday.
Take out a student loan. So, lie about
yeah,
it.
You know? The iPhone X, a.k.a. the iPhone 10,
a.k.a. Edge phone,
will be coming out in a couple months. So if that's what you're looking for, you got to wait a little while. But there you go. The iPhone.
So much
Apple's
money.
Apple's just
Okay,
cruising
bro.
Cruising on up in the technology world, like always. But we're going to get back to the music for a little bit. Coming up next, we have Sabrina Carpenter with Why here on Thunder 91.
You like New York City in the daytime. I love...
Thunder 91.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew, here with Tia and Sam.
Yo.
And as we come to the top of the hour, we just wanted to let you know about some things that are going on around SUU today.
Events.
Or some things you should be aware of that are coming up. So first of all, it is going to be pizza and politics today. That will be at noon in the Levitt Center, so head on over there at noon. Eat some free pizza, talk about some politics.
Stewing anger low-key.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone know.
So that's exciting. Also today, there is a volunteer fair going on. You can find out how and different ways you can volunteer around the community. That's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the living room. So you can check that out if you're looking for places to volunteer. So that's awesome. And you can win prizes if you show up.
Prizes.
So that's motivation.
I love prizes.
So those are a couple events going on today. Some other things you should be aware of. If you're interested in running for Miss SUU, tryouts are going to be Monday, September 18th. The deadline to sign up is September 15th, which is this Friday.
Friday, bro.
And you can sign up through your portal. It's right there when you log on the front page. So that's exciting. Also, casino night is coming up. If you want to be a dealer on casino night, you can also sign up through your portal. They're looking for dealers, so sign up.
Go deal.
Deal some cards.
Go deal. Go deal.
Also, the BYU STEM Career Fair is going to be on September 21st. And they're taking people.
You can go. It's $10.
You can
pay
$10.
But you have to be here at 5:45 a.m.
That's pretty early. But
it's not pretty early, Tia. That's
super very early. But if you're interested in STEM, you're going to want to check it out.
Or if you just want to waste everyone's time and $10 of your money.
Yeah. So you pay $10 to sign up. You can go to the technology building, room 129, and sign up if you're interested in that. And last but not least, the last thing we want to let you know about, the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge is coming up on the 18th, which is on Monday. You want to help SUU defend its title as the most outdoorsy
school. We're trying to retake that
crown, bro. Yeah, we got to keep it right here at SUU. The challenge is going to open on September 18th, which is Monday, so be prepared. And it'll go through the 15th of October. You can sign up today to participate. All you have to do is download the Outdoor Nation app, and then once the challenge opens, you'll submit photos of your outdoor activities, and you can score points for the school and win prizes for yourself, and, you know, just be outdoorsy, because we're the most outdoor school in the nation.
It's true, we were, and hopefully we will continue to be.
Yeah. So there you go. There are just a few quick things you should be informed about. Head on down to Pizza and Politics at noon, get some free pizza. Stop by the volunteer fair and find out how you can volunteer around Cedar City.
How to enrich your community.
Yeah. But for right now, we're going to get back to the music. Coming up next, the Chainsmokers with something just like this.
Of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold.
Thunder 91.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew, here with Sam and Tia, and it is time for my favorite part of the day, where I read some weird news stories, and I like to see how Sam reacts to them.
Where I lose hope in humanity?
Absolutely.
Splendid.
Because what better way to start your morning?
Agreed.
So, first one, I saw this on, I want to say it was Facebook, but it could have been Twitter. You know, I get on a lot of social media. It could be either one. But a coyote hit by a car survives a 30-minute drive trapped in a front grate.
I saw that.
Yeah. So in case you missed it, it is floating around on social media out there. But it happened in Canada. This woman was on her way to work early in the morning, still dark outside, and she hit a coyote. She thought that she had hit it and run it over, so she just kept going on her commute to work.
As one would.
Yeah. And when she got into town and stopped at a stoplight, a construction worker flagged her down and come to find out the coyote was still alive and stuck in the front grate of her car. And, you know, he was fine.
How sketchy would it be trying to get that coyote out, though?
Right?
Because you know that coyote's angry.
Exactly. She called the Fish and Wildlife Enforcement place and had them come and, like, unstick him from the car. And he had very minimal injuries, which is very surprising, because not only was he hit by a car, he was stuck in the car for like 30 minutes and she was driving highway speeds with him just chilling on the front of her car.
If you look at the photo too, he looks upset.
He like, does he's like, look
I
upset.
I can't believe this has happened.
But yeah, they got him unstuck, they released him, and he went on his merry way. So the coyote was not dead. He was very much alive. Happy news for everyone.
Yes, especially that coyote.
Yeah. So imagine you're getting ready to propose to your girlfriend. You got the ring. You get down on one knee. You open the box and plop into the lake the ring goes.
Oh, I would be so sad.
A couple in Kansas City was on a bridge and...
Simple questions. Like, how wide is this bridge? Is it like a bridge that's like super narrow? How do you not like plan it? Because if it was me, I'd be standing right in the middle of that bridge.
Yeah.
Being like,
so I guess,
near the
I guess
edges.
What had happened was he was in the middle of the bridge, but when he got down on one knee, he opened the box, the ring popped out. Just so happened they were standing above a crack in the bridge.
Oh.
Went right through the crack, plop into the lake. But you know, they have some really good friends. He said that about 25 of the friends went out, grabbed some goggles, were diving in the lake, looking at the bottom of the lake to find the ring. They didn't find it, but they did set up a GoFundMe page for their friends to donate so that they can get a new ring. It was a $3,000 engagement ring.
Holy poop.
That now belongs in the bottom of
the
lake.
To the lake.
Yep.
That lake must be very happy.
It probably is. But they are planning on getting married in October, so they set up this GoFundMe page in hopes that they can raise enough money to buy a ring before the wedding.
I mean, pro tip, there's jewelry machines all over
cities. 25 cents and you got one right there.
50 at the most.
All right, last story for you. This one's kind of sad, but it might teach you a little bit of a lesson. A birthday girl is turned into a fireball when family cover her in silly string because she blows out her candles. So, pro tip, silly string is flammable. Do not put it around your birthday candles.
I mean, I don't know if I believe you, so I'm going to go buy silly string and spray it near an open flame.
But there is a video of this on the internet if you're interested in looking it up.
Of course I'm interested.
But... as soon they sang her happy birthday, she was getting ready to blow out the candles. They start covering her in silly string. A couple of the pieces escaped just enough to act as a fuse, hit the candle, lit her on fire. The video quickly cuts out afterwards, so it's not clear whether or not the girl suffered injuries. But we're hoping she's okay and... you know, her family learned a lesson to not spray her with silly string around fire. And hopefully that teaches you a lesson as well. Don't get too reckless just because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
But there you go. There's a few weird news stories for you.
I'm desperately trying to find this video right now.
Hopefully you learned something from one of them. You laughed a little bit. You questioned your life existence.
I mean, if I've learned anything from the weird news stories you just shared, it's that the water's not to be trusted.
Nope.
Just like I've been saying for the last forever.
But there you go. We are going to get back to some music after a few short messages. We're going to have some Hey Violet, some Bruno Mars coming up, and some more Linkin Park, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Also, here very shortly, we should be joined by Lynn Vartan, who is in charge of Apex, formerly known as Convocations. She's going to let us know about the one coming up tomorrow and give us a preview for the season, so you're going to want to stick around for that. But for right now, we'll get back to the music.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community.
Thunder 91.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew, here with Tia and Sam, and we are joined in the studio with Lynn Vartan, who is in charge of Apex.
That's right.
Formerly known as Convocations.
Exactly.
And how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? I'm looking forward to picking up our guest artist tonight. I'm so excited. So
yeah. It's here. So do you want to tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah. So this event series that I run, and some of you may have heard me earlier in the week, is Apex Events. It used to be Convocations, and it's a weekly event series that's free that you can come to for all students. Our very first one of the season is tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. in the Great Hall. It's free. Come one, come all. And this guest artist I'm super excited about. We're also collaborating and also celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And this is the poet and, you know, the poet and writer and speaker and Tony Award winner and all this. His name is Lemon Anderson. He's coming from New York.
Very nice. I'm excited. So he's doing poetry.
Yes.
And you were telling us a little bit about him earlier. So do you want to kind of tell everybody what they can expect if they show up tomorrow?
Yeah. So tomorrow's going to be really interesting because Lemon, when I spoke with him, he really wants this to be a special event for us. So he doesn't want to just get up on stage and talk kind of at everybody. So we made an agreement that I'm going to be on stage with him the whole time, kind of interviewing him on topics that I think maybe would be interesting to the campus and community here. And then he's going to kind of burst into his poetry. And when he does his poetry, you can see some of it online. It's amazing. He really, it's almost like listening to a rapper, but without music. It's very powerful. He's very careful and very intentional about how he speaks and his syllables. And it's very musical. It's got all this drama in it. And it's just really cool.
Awesome. So for anybody who maybe poetry isn't their style,
yeah,
what other events are coming up in Apex that they can look forward to?
Yeah, we've got a little something for everybody. In the fall, we're going to have a couple comedy options too. So Off the Cuff, our local comedy group, which is amazing if you've ever seen them. They do improv. They're coming on September 28th. So that's one. In October, we're going to have Maria Hinojosa is going to be coming to do also the Tanner Center lecture. And she's just an amazing journalist that's done national and international work. She's going to be really exciting. Day in the Life is going to be October 26th. We're going to have a helicopter pilot who works with aviation and is somebody our aviation people are bringing in. So
awesome.
We're reaching out to that. And then in November, one I'm really excited about is a musical guest. And this is Glenn Velez and his wife, Lori Kotler, who do all world drumming. So they're going to come and bring like tons of frame drums, like drums from Egypt and drums from India and like small drums. And then they're going to perform and sort of talk about drumming through the ages, which of course is close to my heart because I teach in music too.
Yes. Awesome. So what should the students expect when they come? What if they've never decided to go to a convocation or one of these events before? Why should they consider it?
That's such a great question. And it's the whole point of this series is to just be able to have something on campus that you can come to every week. Nothing really is being asked of you, but just to come and watch something for an hour and hopefully be inspired and just be moved or just get excited about something. You just walk in and sit down. That's really all it is. And then you just let the event happen and just be there and enjoy it. There's always going to be a little reception after afterwards with like Rice Krispie treats and cookies and punch and stuff. So if you want a snack, you can grab one on your way out.
Awesome.
But it's totally just meant to be, you know, something to serve the community, serve the campus, and just show you all different, you know, different careers and different disciplines, and just something to come to see something different every week.
Awesome. And so for those that kind of like to know more about it, what goes into you planning these events and coming about them?
Yeah, so the whole process is a year in advance. And so what we do is we, you know, have a committee that helps decide on the speakers, and we're always looking for suggestions. It's a good opportunity to mention the website, which is seuapex.com. You can suggest a speaker, you can read about the speakers. And so about a year in advance, we start planning, and then each week we have a full event template that we go to, and that's everything from reserving the rooms to, you know, ordering the reception food and figuring out tech and like all of the mics and everything mm-hmm. for the speakers, and arranging their travel and arranging their hotels and hosting them and trying to get them around. Sometimes there are lunches that we have special invitations for special students and faculties to have even more one-on-one. So every week is like a whole little microcosm that we love putting together. It's event planning, and it's awesome. All so you guys can come and just enjoy just somebody coming from outside or some of our local talent as well.
Awesome. So tomorrow is the first Apex event of the semester.
Yeah.
Lemon Anderson is going to be here. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just remind everybody what time, where they can show up for that?
Absolutely. 11:30 a.m. And it's just an hour. You'll be out of there by 12:30. So it's 11:30 to 12:30 a.m. It's every Thursday. The first one is tomorrow. And the location is the Great Hall in the Hunter Conference Center.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want anybody to know about Apex, or why they should be excited for this semester of events?
Yeah, just because if you've ever heard of TED Talks and ever been interested in that, it's like you have your own personal TED Talk series here on campus. And it's just my goal with it is to just share the world with everyone. So just come one, come all, and enjoy it. It's an hour a week. It's like your own TV show.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for telling us about the event. Make sure you go out and visit tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to try and make it sound super interesting.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah. We're going to get back to the music. Coming up next, Calvin Harris with Feels here on Thunder 91. Thunder 91.1, you are listening to The Morning Brew here with Tia and Sam, but our time has come to an end. But before we go, I just wanted to let you know of a few things you should be aware of. So first of all, the POWMIA Chair of Honor is going to be a memorial coming here to SUU at the football stadium, and they are raising money for this memorial by fundraising. They are selling apparel, which can be bought on a link found on their Facebook page. So if you get on Facebook and you search SUU Chair of Honor, that link will be there. They are going to be having a dedication ceremony for the memorial on October 6th, coming up in the next month. So if you want to support that, go ahead and get on Facebook, search that, buy some apparel, and help pay for the memorial. Also, today is going to be pizza and politics at noon in the Levitt Center. So head on down there, get some free pizza, talk some politics, and have a good afternoon with them. Also, there will be a volunteer fair going on in the living room starting at 11 until 1. You can learn about different ways that you can get involved around Cedar City and SUU and volunteer. So yeah, there's some things you should be aware of. And that's going to be it for the Morning Brew this morning. But we will be back on Friday. And Cameron will be here with us. So it'll be a great time. So you're going to want to make sure you tune in then. But until then, keep it right here on Thunder 91. We got lots of music, DJs, events, and news, and all that good stuff coming up. Right now, we're going to leave you with some Imagine Dragons, Thunder. Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight.